tell me a little bit about when you were able to get in the fields.
So we were in Evansville in Vandenberg County, outside of Evansville, Southwest is where we farm at. And we were able to get started Tuesday last week and ran Wednesday. We ran out of dry farmland of the plant.
Did you get hit with all of that rain last week?
So we had some rain on Thursday and on Thursday morning and some over the weekend, Friday and early Saturday morning, but we missed a round of showers Sunday evening at some of our neighbors north of this guy, so that was good. So the sun's been shining nice Sunday and today on Monday, and the breeze is blowing, so the ground's going to shape up. I'm sure that we'll find some farms to run tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday before our next chance of rain.
Oh, good. And then how much have you been able to get done? You know, how far along are you?
Well, we're 10% planted on our corn acres and none on our soybeans. And so we'd really like to have a dry week this week to maximize our productivity, that's for sure.
In a previous year, how far would you be done by this point of the year?
Well, since we're Ohio River bottom farmers, it varies from year to year on when we can roll. But last year we had all of our corn planted in April, and we had already had about a third of our beans planted by May 7th last year. So that was nearly a perfect year. At my house in Evansville, some years on Memorial Day we're done, and some years we haven't started. So I guess we're ahead of some years.
Moving forward this rest of the week and then the next week too, talk a little bit about what you'd like to see and what type of weather you need to keep moving forward.
To get the corn and the soybeans in the ground, obviously it's May. We need some dry days and beautiful sunshine and a light breeze to keep everything drying up and progressing. So we're still in picking up the drift that's on the field that the Ohio River left us. And then we can, if the sun keeps shining, we can roll and we'd be 70% done in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. And then with it being May, are there any things that are top of mind to look out for? Concerns, disease pressure, anything like that you're concerned about?
You know, right now, we're not too concerned about disease pressure right now. We had a good cold winter. Hopefully, they got rid of all the bad things that are out there. And the corn and the soybean fields are fairly free of weeds right now, so we're not drawing any bugs or pests to the field, because it's been such a late spring, and that's a good thing. So really, one of the biggest concerns that we're worried about is what our federal government's going to do as we negotiate with the Chinese. We're worried about if they put a tariff on our soybeans, where one-third of our soybean crop goes. All soybean farmers in Indiana know that the exports are the lifeblood of the soybean business, you know. So nearly 60% of our soybean crop go exports. So we can't afford to lose a single market, not to mention our biggest market. So there's not hardly enough federal funds available that can make us whole if our soybean prices went down $2 a bushel on 90 million acres. So we need to have level heads in Washington, D.C., and so we're all just holding the purse strings tight here in southern Indiana and the rest of the Farm Belt until we decide what's going to happen.